Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Have you ever wondered if you can use ChatGPT to learn Caribbean Spanish? Well, today we're going to dive into that question and really see if AI can help you get fluent in Spanish. Entonces, vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos! Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 175. Welcome to episode 175 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Now, when it comes to learning a new language, technology has really opened up new doors and created a lot of opportunities. So, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you've heard about ChatGPT. And it's actually a language model developed by OpenAI. Now, my question is, can we actually rely on AI, specifically ChatGPT, to help us learn the unique nuances of Caribbean Spanish? So let's find out. Now, before we begin, I want to clarify exactly what is Caribbean Spanish. Now, the Caribbean region includes countries like Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and actually many others. So it goes beyond just those three islands, and we will be discussing that more in next week's podcast to dive deeper into all of the regions where Caribbean Spanish is spoken, and there might be some countries you weren't even thinking about. So we're going to dive into that in next week's episode. But each of these countries really does have its own unique dialects, accents, and different cultural nuances, and history. So, and all of this influences the language that's spoken in these countries. Now, Caribbean Spanish, or Español Caribeño, is known by the melodic nature of which people speak. So you might notice there's a different rhythm to Caribbean Spanish. It's also influenced by African, indigenous, and European languages. So it's unique in that the history of the Caribbean plays a unique role in how the Spanish in that region is spoken and why there are differences from Spanish spoken in Europe or other parts of South America, as well as just some of the unique words that they have because they come from all of these different influences. So let's understand a little bit about exactly what is ChatGPT, because I'm sure you've heard about it, but you probably aren't sure exactly how it works. So ChatGPT, like I said, is powered by OpenAI, and it's a language model that's been trained on a huge amount of text from the internet. So that includes books, articles, websites. So it basically takes everything from this huge data set to generate human-like responses to text prompts. So that means you can type something in, or you can even use like a voice note feature, and you can speak, do like speech to type, right? So it's almost like you're talking to Siri or, you know, Google or whoever, right? But you can put in those text prompts, and it does actually mean that there's some potential there for language learning. And if you've been paying attention, a lot of the different software that's been created for language learning has started to use some of this technology. We have had like these chatbots for a while, but some of them are improving now because they're using AI, although I have to admit, none of them are actually perfect. So, but it is a good tool to get started, especially if you're still a little bit afraid of having conversations in real time with humans. So hopefully you'll get over that, but if this is where you're starting, it's a great tool. So ChatGPT, it actually uses artificial intelligence to generate responses that sound more human-like. So they're not going to be as robotic. They, you know, they will have these nuances of language because it's really been trained off of all this text that it has taken in. So it also uses conversations as its data source. So that really does help it pick up some of the nuances of even spoken language, even though it provides it in a text form. Now, even with all of that massive data and all this great potential and everyone talking about AI and how it's going to change everything, can it effectively teach you Caribbean Spanish? Well, the answer is really both yes and no, and I'll explain. And I will also tell you a little bit about my experience with it because I did test it out just to kind of see, is it something that can help our community? And it does have some limitations. So I'll share with you some of my personal experience as well. Now, on the one hand, ChatGPT can really provide you with a wealth of information. So you can learn about vocabulary, grammar. You can even ask it specific questions about culture, even though it might be a little bit dated or it may not be accurate because, again, it's just pulling from the internet. So just like with anything, like when you go on social media, you know, you might ask a question and you might get an answer that's incorrect, or you might get a conspiracy theory. You know, I'm not sure that all those things have been filtered out very well. I'll give some examples of how I experienced that. But you can ask it questions about specific words or phrases, and generally it provides accurate definitions and explanations. Now, this probably isn't more that you could get from, you know, going to an online translator, but it's more of like just a different format because you can ask it questions, sort of like your stream of consciousness and how you're thinking about it. And it'll give you a more nuanced response than just the search results. And, you know, sometimes it can also give you some explanation as long as that text exists somewhere on the interwebs. And that can be helpful, especially if you're a beginner that's just starting out on your language learning journey. But on the other hand, you know, ChatGPT really does have some limitations. So while it can provide you with information, it may not be able to fully capture all of the nuances of the Caribbean dialect of Spanish. So there's specific slang, idiomatic expressions, local cultural context, all of those things come into play. And, you know, ChatGPT, again, it's only using the data it has on the internet, so it might not be able to really give you all of that context. And also, language is living and evolving, and it's deeply connected to the people who speak the language. So that's why immersion and interaction with native speakers are really essential if you want to grasp Caribbean Spanish and the Spanish language in general. Even if you're not interested in Caribbean Spanish, if you're learning Spanish from another country in Latin America, or you're learning Spanish from Spain, all of these places have their own culture. And on the ground, you know, the language is changing each and every day. So ChatGPT is going to be a little bit dated for some of the things that are just new coming up in the language. Now, I actually did ask ChatGPT a few questions just to see if it could help. And it actually is really good in providing some basic definitions. So you can even ask it to generate some grammar exercises for you. Like you can say, hey, ChatGPT, I want to learn el subjuntivo, for example. Can you give me 10 exercises with the subjunctive and the English translation, right? And it'll give you 10 questions. It'll basically generate a little quiz for you. And then you can answer each question. You go number one and you can put your guess. And then it'll tell you if you're right or wrong and give you an explanation. It'll go, oh, actually, that's not the right one. This is the correct answer and this is why. So that can be helpful if you're studying something very specific or you just want to practice your grammar and you want to do it in a little bit more of an interactive way than just kind of using flashcards or going through a course. Now, when it comes to learning a specific type of Spanish, like Caribbean Spanish, it's important to note that ChatGPT is actually trained on general Spanish language data. So this includes different dialects and variations, but again, it's more of that quote-unquote standard Spanish, which again, it's not really a Spanish that exists because everyone is from somewhere. However, there are some universal words and phrases in the Spanish language that people tend to default to regardless of where they're from, or that they'll understand regardless of where they're from. So, for example, because there's a lot of media from Mexico or a lot of TV shows, telenovelas, things like that that are produced from Mexico, many Spanish speakers are familiar with Mexican Spanish, even if it's not their sort of native dialect. So things like that, you might find that you get more generic answers to questions unless you ask it something very specific, and even then it might not have the answer. So while it can provide you with a foundation of the language, it might not capture all of the intricacies of Spanish spoken in the Caribbean. Now, that being said, you know, it can still be a valuable resource if you're learning Caribbean Spanish. You can learn the fundamentals of Spanish, you can build your vocabulary, and like I mentioned, you can even create your own grammar exercises. But it really is important to get that unique flavor of Caribbean Spanish. You have to use authentic resources from the region. And I always say to look for content that was made by Spanish speakers for Spanish speakers, not for Spanish learners. That really does help you get a more authentic view of how the language is spoken so that you can begin to pick up on some of those nuances. Now, I will say one way that ChatGPT was accurate, and I wasn't expecting, and actually posted this on our Instagram story. I asked ChatGPT, how do you say orange, the fruit, not the color, how do you say orange in Puerto Rico? And it actually gave the response that orange is translated as naranja, which is the standard Spanish, or china, which is very, very specific to Puerto Rico. And it even explained, it said you could use both and you'll be understood, but china is sort of the Puerto Rican way of saying orange. So I thought that was fascinating. So for something very specific like that, it did give me a correct answer. However, when I asked it, can you tell me the translation of the lyrics to this Marc Anthony song? It was horrendous. So I will say I was very disappointed with its ability to deal with anything related to song lyrics, which is mind-boggling because there are a lot of song lyrics on the internet. But when I asked it for a specific song, it actually gave me the lyrics to a different song. And it was so bad that it was mixing up verses. And I was like, whoa, this is from Vivir Mi Vida. And then it gave me the chorus from Tu Amor Me Hace Bien, and then another line from another song he did with a different artist. It was just a mess. And then it told me erroneously that the song was by Marc Anthony, but it was actually by a completely different artist, right? It was just an absolute nightmare when it came to anything related to song lyrics. So I would not rely on it for that. Please do not ask ChatGPT anything about learning Spanish with music. But if there's a specific phrase and you know what country you're interested in or what region, it might give you a better answer, especially if it's something pretty common. So what are some of the ways that we can incorporate ChatGPT into learning Spanish and Caribbean Spanish specifically? Well, first, ChatGPT will help you with vocabulary building. So you can expand your vocabulary, and it can provide you with accurate translations, even some synonyms, and you can ask it for example sentences. So for the example of china, even though it's a noun, so it's pretty basic, right, to use the word orange in a sentence. But if you're stuck and you're in a conversation, you could say, hey, ChatGPT, how might I use the word chévere, for example, in a sentence or in a conversation? You can even tell it to give you 5 examples. So it's not limited to just one. So you can be very creative. You can also ask it for different levels of formality. So hopefully with that, it'll get right the difference between tú and usted, and it'll help you differentiate some of that. Again, it's not perfect, but these are some things that you can begin to use as source material as you're trying to figure things out on your own, but hopefully you will complement that with speaking to a native speaker. So you have to keep in mind also that you will encounter some regional variations that are very specific to not only just the Caribbean, but to a specific country or even a city or region within the country. So it's always a good idea to cross-reference anything you learn from ChatGPT with reliable Caribbean Spanish resources like our website. So we do have several different lists of words and phrases and expressions with translations and examples on our website, CaribbeanSpanish101.com. So we actually have phrase books, bilingual dictionaries, and courses for Puerto Rico, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic on CaribbeanSpanish101.com. And those were all actually created by native Spanish speakers from the region, not by AI. So we know that they were created by real people, and that's sort of the benefit to having that ability to cross-reference with other resources and native speakers. Now, the second thing that ChatGPT can help you with is sentence structure and grammar. So ChatGPT really does excel at making well-structured sentences. So if you're confused about word order, you don't know how should I say this, what word goes first, ChatGPT can help you sort that out if you just ask it to give you an example. And this can be immensely helpful and help you understand how sentences are constructed. And from those examples, you should be able to decipher the patterns and grammar rules. But again, be aware that certain patterns might differ with Caribbean Spanish. So for example, the word order in very informal Caribbean Spanish does not follow standard Spanish. A great example of this is ¿Cómo estás tú?, which is a very basic question, which means how are you? Now, generally in standard Spanish, that pronoun tú is placed at the end because that is the correct grammatical word order. However, there are instances where, again, in very informal Caribbean Spanish, you might hear someone say, ¿Cómo tú estás? And again, the S's usually aren't pronounced in very informal language in some places. So instead of saying, you know, ¿Cómo tú estás? It might sound like, ¿Cómo tú estás? So that's something that ChatGPT probably won't be able to help you with. So you won't be able to really get the nuances of that pronunciation and grammar, but you can get some sentence structure and some word patterns from ChatGPT. So it can be helpful. The last thing that you can use ChatGPT for in a very limited way is conversation. So ChatGPT actually provides text-based responses. So you can use the generated responses as prompts for future speaking practice. So for example, you can talk to ChatGPT in English or in Spanish. You can ask it to translate a phrase or a conversation for you. And then you can use those responses, tailor them to your speaking style and vocabulary, and use them in your next conversation with a native Spanish speaker. So that can be a great way to test out some ideas that you have before you're able to actually talk to a human, which is very important. And if you hadn't heard, this month we are actually giving away a free language coaching session with one of our certified language coaches. So if you want to practice conversation and be able to speak to native Spanish speakers from El Caribe, go to CaribbeanSpanish101.com, click on books in the menu, and decide which of our Caribbean Spanish ebooks you would like to purchase. I mentioned again, we have currently Puerto Rican Spanish, Cuban Spanish, and Dominican Spanish. We will be announcing a new country that we're adding at the end of the month. I'm very excited about that. But as long as you purchase one of the ebooks by June 30th, you'll be eligible to win a free one-on-one session with a Spanish language coach, a certified coach from the Caribbean. Now, if you want to fast track your Spanish, you don't want to wait for this giveaway, and you really want to improve your conversation skills now, go to SpanishConSalsa.com/coach and schedule your initial language coaching session and test out some of that stuff that ChatGPT told you and find out from a real person, is it really correct? Okay? All right, so back to AI. So like I said, with any language learning tool, you have to use anything that you use like for technology as a complementary resource rather than your Bible or your sole source of information. And it's really important to expose yourself to authentic Caribbean Spanish, such as music, movies, podcasts, YouTubers, conversations with real native speakers, because engaging with the culture and immersing yourself in a language will provide you with the context that no AI tool can fully capture. After all, language is about connecting with real people. So at some point, this is a tool that you can use, but you are going to have to get to the point where you are comfortable talking to native Spanish speakers. You can also get valuable insights into some of the nuances that you can't learn from any tool, any course, whether it's AI or not. These cultural references and local expressions are probably not going to be captured outside of that real conversation with a real person. Now, you might be wondering, you know, can ChatGPT actually help you create bad language habits? Like, is there any harm to using this? Now, you know, like I said, it is a very advanced model. It's a language model. It's text-based, but it's not perfect. There's always a possibility that it will give you an incorrect or unnatural sounding response. So make sure you check it out with a native speaker. Do not just take ChatGPT as gospel. Remember, learning Spanish and really mastering it to fluency is an ongoing process. And it's important that you stay curious and open-minded. Try to use these new tools. And ChatGPT can be one of those tools in your language learning arsenal, but it should be used in conjunction with other resources like our podcast, CaribbeanSpanish101.com, talking to real people, listening to music, immersing yourself in the culture, traveling, doing everything you can to have a rich understanding of the Caribbean and the language that's spoken there. Now, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found this discussion about ChatGPT and how it can help you learn Caribbean Spanish helpful. And remember, technology can be a powerful ally on your language learning journey, but nothing can replace genuine human connection and cultural immersion. As always, I hope something you heard in this episode of the podcast has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.